Welcome to Life at Altitude with Kyle Mercer, a podcast about upgrading the way we participate in life through changing our behaviors and raising our consciousness.
Hi, it's Kyle Mercer again, and with another installation of the podcast around inquiry method, and just another monologue, meaning there's something I want to share with you and some of my present thoughts on things. This is fairly advanced in the work, but I want to share it with you because it's really present with me right now. And, you know, a lot of times on this podcast, I'll be sharing kind of the cutting edge of what I'm thinking and working with myself. It's not that I have arrived at any kind of level of enlightenment or anything. I just really like thinking about and talking about these subjects, and I always see myself as the test subject. So it's fun for me to share, you know, what I'm working on with myself with you. And, you know, even as I'm sharing it with you, I'm learning more because I'm not operating from any script here. I'm just really talking from a present awareness of what I'm tapping into. And a lot of times when I'm sharing with you, I'm discovering new things for myself. So it's really fun to be in this dialogue together. A lot of times we're in life, you know, and for a long time I've been looking for, you know, what's going to make me happy or what I'm really yearning for in life. And, you know, I've thought different things at different times. Sometimes it's been around relationship, or sometimes it's been around success or play or vacation or money. And, you know, I've really pursued and been successful in all those different levels. And even being successful at those different levels, I've never really, you know, experienced a deep level of satisfaction. You know, maybe for a moment I was like, oh, that feels so good. But really a sustainable level of satisfaction hasn't necessarily been true for me, even as I've accomplished, you know, so many different things. So I've been thinking about this later, and I was thinking, what is it that I really want? And I love when people come to me and they ask me, you know, I need to figure out what I want. You know, I need to figure out what I want for relationship or for my career. And, you know, what I've discovered is, you know, knowing what we want is impossible. I mean, what I notice for myself and other people is that what we want is always changing. It's ephemeral. What I want in one moment isn't necessarily what I want in the next moment. And, you know, today I want vanilla and maybe tomorrow I want Rocky Road. It's always changing, this what we want on a moment-to-moment basis. And so this idea that we can anchor it down, well, I know exactly the career I want, and I know exactly the relationship I want. Well, it's much more of a fluid, flowing kind of engagement. So if we can't lock that down, what is it that we really want? And what I'm discovering for myself and has been useful, I think, for my clients is ultimately what we all want is to experience the feeling of love. Now, a lot of us get confused around this feeling of love, and we say, I want people to love me. I want to be loved. And I really like playing with that phrase. You know, when I say I want to be loved, in a way, it's to be means into the future, in a way, and loved means in the past. And so as I start correcting it, is I want to be love, I put it in the present. I want to be love instead of I want to be loved. I put it in the present. I want to be love. It's not about receiving. It's about being the presence of love. And ultimately, to me, it's not even so much to be love, but it is to experience the feeling of love. Like I notice, I've had, and you probably have too, have had people love you and you didn't feel anything. It was their feeling that they were getting to have. And the idea that if somebody loves me enough, it's going to solve it for me, it really doesn't, because we can be loved all over the place and not feel anything. It's an illusion that love can be transferred from one person to another. The only way that I can really experience love is when I'm loving something. And I just notice how gravitational that is in my life. You know, like it doesn't have to be a person. It could be a book. Like, I have books I love. In fact, there's one series of books I love so much, the Aubrey Matron series. It's about these seafaring novels. I just love those books, and I've been through them 3 or 4 times because I love those books. And I get to feel that experience of love again and again when I read those books. Or, you know, I'll find a new sport or a new activity that I love, and that's so precious. Or to find a movie that we love, so precious to find those experiences of love. As we practice our loving, we can actually learn to love more through practice. So for an example, presently for me, I go for a walk on the beach in LA early in the morning, and it's about a 5.5 mile walk, and I walk down the beach, and one of my practices is to from childhood, we did a lot of beachcombing, so I love to find a stone or a shell on the beach, and I'll find one, and I'll pick it up, and I will just notice how precious it is, and really practice noticing how precious it is, just, you know, in its uniqueness, maybe not in its specialness, but in its uniqueness, or in the miracle that it even exists, like a little starfish or a sand dollar, and just what a miracle that is. And really, that is the practice of love. When I bring my presence to that sand dollar and just think of the design of it, the miracle that exists, that it's a living creature, I mean, just all those things is really practicing that capacity for love. And so that's one altitude. You know, we've been talking about altitude in this podcast quite a bit. And the next altitude really is when I cross the I-we barrier, how much fun it is to share that with somebody else, you know, or to share it, you know, just like right now, I'm really appreciating the opportunity to share it with you, you know, that preciousness of the sand dollar. It seems like it even takes it up a level to have it shared or participate with others in the sharing of that awareness. Or a sunset. I mean, we can love a sunset or, you know, a partner. And part of that is developmental. You know, the lower we are in the levels, if we're in judgment on ourselves or we're stuck in more of the exchange level of participation, we're much more in our judgments, and it's harder to find that experience of love. We need a much higher level of perfection to experience that feeling of love. And as we evolve and learn to be more accepting, more present, more appreciative of imperfection even, and I don't even mean imperfection, I mean more in the quality, like the Japanese quality of wabi-sabi, where we say, I'm seeing the beauty in imperfection. Like we can appreciate that in a tree, or the waves crashing on the beach. I mean, they're not perfectly formed, they're chaotic, and we can recognize that chaotic nature, even of ourselves ultimately. I mean, that's a very high level, is to really get into that level of acceptance where we can love ourselves without being perfect. And so there's just, you know, there's all these opportunities to experience the feeling of love around us, and we can expand that as we grow our consciousness to see from higher and higher altitude. So what we all want ultimately is that feeling of love, and it gets constrained and restricted by our judgments, by our emotional pains, by our wanting things to be different than they are right now. And we can expand and experience more of that love, which is the ultimate feeling that we can feel as human beings, by being able to connect with what's happening right now in a loving way. So let's just all, you know, go out and practice that and just see, you know, at any moment, as soon as you stop listening to this, you can pick anything in your surroundings and just start to appreciate it for what it is. Start to recognize the miracle of everything around us. I mean, the fact that we have a car is a miracle. I mean, not just that not everybody on the planet has a car, but how did evolution, or how did this universe get to a place where cars were even a thing? Or the fact that you could listen to my voice from so far away, not only away physically, but also in time. I mean, it's like a time machine you're listening to right now. I spoke this before you're listening to it. And just that we can do all that is just truly a miracle. So the more you can appreciate, the more you can connect with the miracle of everything around you, the more love you get to experience, and the more fulfilling it'll be for you. So it's just great to talk to you again, and looking forward to doing more podcasts, and looking forward to having some of you on my podcast. So that'll be great, and would love to hear any comments that you have or responses to this podcast, and also invite you to share this with other people. I mean, let's spread the word and start to get more people just opening up some of these ideas. So once again, have a great evening. Take care.
To pursue Inquiry Method further, we have a number of resources available to you. Please join us at our website, www.inquirymethod.com, where you can sign up for our weekly blogs via email. On the website, you'll see various opportunities such as experiences, one-on-one coaching, business programs, e-courses, leadership development, retreats for couples, and many more. Also, if you would like to appear or get coached by Kyle directly on this podcast, please contact us at info@inquirymethod.com. Again, info@inquirymethod.com. You can also stay connected with us through Facebook or Instagram at Inquiry Method. If you have any further questions, comments, or feedback, please also email us or call our office at 541-201-8096. Again, 541-201-8096. Once again, this is Life at Altitude with Kyle Mercer, inviting you to enlighten self.